W22 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Team USA's Suni Lee wins bronze in women's gymnastics uneven bars in Paris. And a clash of the titans in tennis. Serbia's Novak Djokovic just won gold, beating Spain's Carlos Alcaraz. The latest CBS News poll shows Vice President Harris is closing the gap with Donald Trump. Deputy Director of Surveys Jennifer DePinto.
Boosts in Democratic excitement have helped reset the presidential race. Kamala Harris has a one-point edge over Donald Trump nationally.
Debbie's set to soak the southeast. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
20 to 30 inches of rain is possible in the Savannah and Charleston areas. It is going to rain basically the entire week.
And the U.S. is preparing for possible escalation in Lebanon. CBS's Deborah Pata.
The U.S. has ordered additional combat aircraft and warships to the Middle East as hostilities between Iran and Israel stoke fears of a wider war.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The average American family will spend about $875 on school supplies this year. As Mike Moan reports, donation drives are underway to help families with limited budgets.
Organizations like Family Pathways help low-income households overcome these expenses. The group's Clarissa Zemke says there's a lot of demand for help and fewer people have extra money to donate supplies. For those that do, she hopes they keep in mind the many things students need to have a successful year. Beyond markers and notebooks, certain tech accessories are needed.
Headphones are a big thing, I think, on pretty much every list from elementary on up. And a lot of things that we're seeing right now, especially for the older kids, is USB flash drives.
Many schools provide Chromebooks, but organizers say they see a lot of wear and tear over the year. Graphing calculators for high schoolers can help households on a limited budget still have money for other necessities. Nonprofits say gym shoes and other clothing items should be considered, especially since kids can outgrow them fairly quickly. Zach Spiroff with Resource West in the Twin Cities West Metro region says when planning a donation, you're encouraged to consider getting something new and avoid hand-me-downs.
Trying to get back in a memory from your youth and how exciting it is to go to school with new stuff and feel good about yourself.
He says that confidence can indicate these students feel supported by their community, allowing them to focus on learning and achieving better outcomes. Monetary donations are welcome too. That allows aid groups to help more of these households with daily living expenses, giving them extra wiggle room for back-to-school shopping. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Packers celebrate family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Over 61,000 fans attending last night's practice under the lights at Lambeau, where it looked like the defensive line was getting the best of the Packers' offensive line. Matt LaFleur.
It's tough on the O-line right now. The D-line gets frustrated at times because in practice we'll use a lot of chippers, and I'm like, hey man, that's a credit to you guys. That's the ultimate compliment, that we feel like we need to get four hands on you to block you.
Kenny Clark was live on TV when Jair Alexander grabbed the microphone.
We got to just keep on doing that, keep putting it in the work.
I'm just here to tell you, Pack is back!
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Nationals 6-4. That snapped a five-game losing streak for Washington.
This team that we're playing just got done playing us. They're catching us at a time when we're not in full strength. They're playing free, and they're playing the young guys, and they're a fun team to watch.
That's manager Pat Murphy. The series wraps up today with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine around the area today. Chance for some showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures warming to the middle 80s. A north breeze 5 to 10. For tonight, we'll see showers and storms, mostly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-60s. It's 75 at our studios.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maggie Dawn.
Coming up, Maggie has an interview with the author of White Fragility, Robin DiAngelo. Probably the most important show you're going to hear in a while. Stay tuned.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. On US.
Back we are with the music of the stars. Keely Smith set up. Next up in Benny Goodman's classic. Doesn't mean a thing without that certain je ne sais quoi. That joy de vivre. That fromage blanc at Pesh. Look it up.
Thank you.
Here's the band of Chico Marx. Marx Orchestra. What a story about that Chico. The Marx Brothers, of course, brilliant, brilliant musicians. Well, Chico approached, in 1942, Chico got the urge to have his own dance band. And he approached Ben Pollock about putting one together for him. Well, Pollock got together a group for him, and they went on tour. It lasted about a year, a little more maybe. And he would do that flashy piano style. He developed that during the movies. Actually, before that, all these Nickelodeons he used to play in, and even bordellos in New York City. And he would do that dialect humor and everything. Well, he had Skip Nelson as vocalist and a 17-year-old singer named Mel Torme. There was a so-so success. Finally broke up in 1947. But Chico actually, he put the brothers together on screen and organized their work. But he did a few more movies in 46, 49, had his own TV show, just briefly. The year was 1951. Then he went into retirement. Bankrupt. Accompanied by illness till his premature death in 1961. And he was a prolific gambler. And he owed money to everybody. But what a talent. All those guys. And real nice guys in real life, too. By the way, it is pronounced Chickle. Neil Hefti. 50. You wrote that. I always liked that tune. I never could remember the lyrics, so... Music of the Stars, WRJN Civic Media Network. Join Rick Johnson and Terry Havel on Saturday morning and afternoon, right here on WRJN. Lionel Newman, a theme from The Sound and the Fury. Jimmy Bowen. Gressel, local talent.
Just across the window hides the lines. Nothing hides the color of the lights that shine. Electricity so fine. Look and dry your eyes. Thank you. to the car and drive to the other side.
Gressel. And the music of the stars, here's Eileen Farrell.
One, two.
Right off the opera stage.
You lovers and losers.
big dream or small, you finders and seekers are lucky indeed. Find a dream you can switch to, one you can hitch to. That's all you need. Never, never be faint of heart. Don't let a chance go by. It's no disgrace to fall on your face. You're wondering why. Well, listen, lovers and losers, I'll give you the news. Never, never be faint of heart. Don't let a chance go by. It's no disgrace to fall on your face. You're wondering why. Well, listen, lovers and losers, I'll give you the news. A loser can still win, and a lover can't lose.
That's Alex Stack on Vibes. We had a great vibe player right out of Sturtevant. For some reason, nobody seems to know that. Lionel Hampton spent a lot of years living in Sturtevant. Had a student of Sister Petra from Holy Rosary Academy there. No loser he. Neither Francis Albert.
Here's to those who love not too wisely, no, not too wisely, but too well. To the girl who sighs with envy when she hears that wedding bell. To the guy who'd throw a party if he knew someone to call. Here's to the losers, bless them all. Here's to those who drink their dinners when that lady doesn't show. To the girls who wait for kisses underneath that mistletoe. To the lonely summer lovers when the leaves begin to fall. Here's to the losers, bless them all. Hey, Tom, Dick, and Harry, coming out of the rain, those torches you carry must be drowned in champagne. Here's the last toast of the evening. Here's to those who still believe. All the losers will be winners. All the givers shall receive. Here's to trouble-free tomorrows. May your sorrows all be small. Here's to the losers, bless them all. Hey, Tom, Dick, and Harry, coming out of that rain, those torches you carry must be drowned in champagne. Here's the last toast of the evening. Here's to those who still believe. All the losers will be winners. All the givers shall receive. Here's to trouble-free tomorrows. May your sorrows all be small. Here's to the losers. Here's to the losers.
Bells. Jack Siegel wrote them. Jimmy Bowen's orchestra. Stars. It just gets better, doesn't it?
I want you to know you're getting better. I don't care what everyone's been saying. You're getting better. They're the ones who've been getting worse. And they don't like what you've been doing, understandably. Do you think they can watch you strip yourself of one unnecessary thing after another, day by day becoming more, so to speak, naked, more free, and not feel the way they do? Of course not. It's painful to get rid of things you don't need, and they know it. They wouldn't be saying what they've been saying if they didn't want you to stop. They want you to be the way they are, and to stay that way. You think they can stand to see you not doing what they're doing? Why do you think you're being investigated right now? Why do you think you're under maximum security? You know the answer. I don't have to tell you. They're afraid of you. It's that simple. They're afraid of you because you're becoming less and less like them. I'll tell you what's happening to you. You're coming closer and closer to the far away. Closer to the unknown. Do you think they like that? Not on your life. So don't get nervous and start asking for help. That's exactly what they want you to do. Make it on your own, the way you've been doing. And remember, you're getting better. Excuse me, now I have to go. I'll just dissolve. Right here in front of you. See you. See you.
It's wonderful. It's marvelous. You should care for me. It's awfully nice. It's paradise. It's what I love to see. You made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful, marvelous.
windshield wipers have fallen in love. Really? Should be an ideal romance. You think so? Oh, yes. They'll go everywhere together. They won't be happy. Why not? They'll be too frustrated. How? In the rain, they rush together for a fleeting kiss. But they never quite make it. That must be unbearable. I don't think they'll be able to stand it. They're probably better off without rain. When they can just lie there and stare at each other.
It's wonderful. It's marvelous. You should care for me. And softly nice. It's paradise. It's what I love to see. You made my
Trask with Mitch Miller. Diana's still with us, living in Australia.
Here is another first for this evening. Introduce a man who doesn't even know he's here. Mr. Dean Martin.
It's a pleasure to be here for your dinner tonight.
Listen, Ding Dong, we honored him 4 years ago.
So I made a mistake. And this is for you, Clutch. I call him Ronnie, he calls me Deanie. But, you know, in 1988, you're going to be out of work, but I'll still be drunk. Who's my accompanist? Not only is he my accompanist, but he plays piano for me, too. How did you get this out here? State, it's been great, and a night like this, a few people rate, but I must admit in all honesty, Mr. Wonderful, that's me. Suppose would get hammy if they heard such bravo. But I must repeat in all modesty, Mr. Wonderful, still me. I drink a toast to him each night, as you might think. Not 'cause I wish him well, but 'cause I love to drink. So will you all, in this fine hall, raise a glass to the champ of them all. To Dutch and his Nancy too. Mr. Wonderful.
Stars. Hate to pull the plug. I could go on like this. Say, maybe I will. No, I can't. Anyway, there's more. Saturdays, Rick Johnson is here, followed by Terry Havel. Don Rosen with interviews Monday through Friday. Scene Concert Band every Sunday night all the way till next week at the Racine Zoo. Bring your blankets, bring your chairs. Starts at 7. Don Rosen hosting the evening. And as we progress throughout this week, give a kind thought to WRJN's own Joe Besiglio. You may remember him as Joe Thomas, passed on August 1st. We're on the air every Sunday from 7 till high noon. Thanks for being here, everybody. It's a pleasure and an honor. Since 1992.
It's a fine day for walking country style. Hand in hand along a shady lane. It's a world of green and sun and sky. What a combination. Isn't it amazing how the miles go by?
WRJN's Big Deal Store. Leave you with this thought, full of great savings. Local food, merchandise, services. Log on, WRJN.com. Check it out. All your chances to save.
We breathe, we feel, we touch, we see. It's so ideal for people like you and me. It's a fine day, and when our hearts are high, isn't it amazing how the miles go
Cole to say farewell for now.
You're my magnificent obsession, the greatest wonder on this earth, the Taj Mahal. Other splendors to me really have no words. You're my magnificent possession. A treasure lent me from above. As long as I have breath within me, you'll be my one and only love. Thank you.
and suddenly it's August, huh? Everything's still the same, isn't it? But yet, it's August. Something's different. The calendar, the clock. The light. Every afternoon, it's different.
You're mine, magnificent possession, a treasure lent me from above. As long as I have breath within me, you'll be my one and only
for being part of the Music of the Stars family.
This is Lou Regani, and I'm looking forward to next week already. Next week, I think we'll do another anniversary. Meet me in St. Louis, 80 years ago. And until we meet again next week and every Sunday, keep your dreams alive.
Because you're always in.
For the stars.
season, it's festival season.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W22 ADP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.